What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll explore the forgotten history of country music on Indiana Avenue. African Americans made significant contributions to early country music, and white country music stars like Hank Williams, Bob Wills, and Jimmy Rogers incorporated African-American styles like jazz and blues into their music. During the 1920s and 30s, record companies categorized music using starkly racial terminology. Music created for African-American audiences was labeled race music, and recordings targeting rural white audiences were marketed as hillbilly music. But as you'll hear on this week's show, there was a free-flowing exchange of musical ideas between the artists creating race music and hillbilly music. One of the first country music artists to record in Indianapolis was a black woman named Lulu Jackson. And we'll start this week's show with four songs from Jackson. Lulu Jackson was a guitarist, vocalist, and whistler. Not much is known about her life, but a 1928 article in the Indianapolis Recorder confirmed her status as a Naptown resident. We'll hear four songs Jackson recorded for Vocalion Records now. From 1928, this is Lulu Jackson with Little Rosewood Casket, Careless Love, and You're Gonna Leave the Old Home Gym, Parts 1 and 2.
There's a little rosewood casket that is resting on the sand. There's a package of old letters written by
bring them to me, brother.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're exploring the work of the Black country music pioneers of Indiana Avenue. We just heard four songs from the guitarist and vocalist Lulu Jackson. And next, we'll focus on the old-time Naptown fiddle player James Cole. During the 1920s and 30s, James Cole led a variety of jug, string, and washboard bands in Indianapolis. Up first, we'll listen to a session Cole recorded in Indianapolis in 1928 for Vocalion Records. This is the James Cole String Band with Bill Cheatham and I Got a Gal.
I know gal lives alone and she can dance till the cows come home. I got a gal, she's mighty thin. I turned out and so turned in. I got a gal, she's mighty cute. I saw her in a bathing suit.
That was the James Cole String Band with Bill Cheatham and I Got a Gal. Let's hear two more songs from Cole. From 1930, this is the James Cole Washboard Band with Running Wild and Sweet Lizzie. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're exploring the forgotten history of country music on the Avenue. We've been focusing on the work of the Black Naptown fiddle player James Cole. Cole led a variety of jug, washboard, and fiddle bands in Indianapolis during the 1920s and 30s. Cole also collaborated with local jazz and blues musicians too, and we'll hear three examples now. From 1930, we'll hear James Cole and Tommy Bradley with Where You Been So Long. After that, we'll hear James Cole and Tommy Bradley with 4 Day Blues, followed by James Cole and Buster Johnson with Undertaker Blues, both recorded in 1931.
Darling, darling, I've been wondering, darling, have you been so long? Well, you know that I've morning. Start about 4 o'clock. Lord, it's early this morning. Start about 4 o'clock. There was something in my bedroom began to reel it wrong.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're exploring the forgotten history of country music on the Avenue. And we've been listening to recordings from Naptown's black pioneers of country music, like James Cole and Lulu Jackson. Up next, we'll focus on a unique collaboration between the white band leader Floyd Thompson and Leroy Carr, the king of the blues on Indiana Avenue. Floyd Thompson was a popular band leader in Indianapolis during the 1920s and 30s. He was known for his work at local theaters, including the Colonial and Fountain Square Theater.
Goodbye, Sissy, with your bright, bright light. To Sissy, friend, farewell. I'm going to leave you when the morning light comes to shine over hills and dales. I'm a mountain boy in a great big town. I don't belong, so I won't hang around. That you do leave tomorrow, and Carter, I'm a sorrow. But there won't be any sorrow when I get back home in the mountains of Virginia, where every heart will win ya. If you're right, there's none I give ya in my mountain home.
Thompson also had a successful songwriting partnership with John Guernsey, the owner of the Lyric Music Shop. Together, they wrote many popular songs, including Hallelujah, There's a Rainbow in the Sky, recorded by Vernon Dalhart, one of country music's early stars.
Won't have to tote no cotton, won't have to tote no corn, won't have no old alarm clock, but wake me in the morn. On this earth I done fully, was always way behind, but in the rush for heaven, I'll be the first in line.
From 1929 to 1930, Leroy Carr recorded over a dozen songs written by Thompson and Guernsey, including some of Carr's most well-known recordings.
Mama made Papa be quiet as a mouse, so Papa climbed up on top of the house. Made a lot of whoopee, made a lot of noise, stood up and shared with the rest of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town, sister's in the parlor, sign on the gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around, Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
In just a moment, we'll listen to a couple of those songs. But first, let's listen to music from Floyd Thompson's band, the Hometowners. From 1931, this is Ida Red.
Ida Red, eyes blue, I got a gal named Ida too.
That was Floyd Thompson and the Hometowners with Ida Reid. From 1929 to 1930, the Indiana Avenue blues pioneer Leroy Carr recorded over a dozen songs co-written by Thompson. We'll listen to two of those songs now. This is Leroy Carr with Carried Water for the Elephant and Memphis Town.
Circus came to town, to the circus I went. Didn't have a ticket, didn't have a cent. Circus man said to see the show without a cent, you got to carry water for the elephant. I carried water for the elephant, back and forth to the well I went. Arms got sore and my back got bent, but I couldn't fill up the elephant. Went to the station to get me a train. Gonna climb aboard and ride again. Just climb aboard and ride around. I might get off in Memphis Town. Memphis Town, Memphis Town. All trains going to Memphis Town. Chevrolet, Nicole, see the wheels go round. Now everybody's going down to Memphis Town.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been exploring the forgotten history of country music on the Avenue. We started the program with music from Lulu Jackson, a black woman who became one of the first Indianapolis musicians to record a country music record. And we'll end with two more songs from Lulu Jackson. From 1928, we'll hear Lost Lover and Blue Ridge Blues. That's all the time we have for this week. Thank you for listening. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.